Good evening, Rabbi. Shalom Aleichem, a belated good Chodesh, Chodesh Hashem Yeshua's Bama Kifas. The current matziv is overwhelming. And just as it's incredibly challenging to practically cope, it's also incredibly challenging to religiously process. The matzav is so staggering that it's difficult to know how and where to begin thinking and reflecting. The Ezus Hashem Bli Neder, I'd like to try nonetheless and share one of many perspectives. On a natural, phenomenological level, what's so staggering about the current matzav? Clearly, its scope and magnitude, breadth and depth. As the term pandemic suggests, the entire world, at any rate, Rubo Kekulo, has been, and Rachmana Litzlan continues to be devastated by this virus. Some, Rachmana Litzlan, have died. Others, Rachmana Litzlan, are critically ill. And the rest of us are gripped by a pachad of Mayeled Yom. What is next? Who, Rachmana Litzlan, is next? The world economy is shaking perilously. Tens of millions, it's hard to be massig, a number of that magnitude. Tens of millions, if not more, face the crippling prospect of unemployment, Rachmana Litzlan, and uncertainty as to how they'll pay the rent and put food on the table. Just the overall disruption and upheaval of daily life has been breathtaking. Life as we know it, as we knew it as recently as 2 weeks ago, has been totally disrupted and interrupted. What characterizes then this Eis Tzara is its universality and comprehensiveness. People dying and at risk, Rachmana Litzlan, throughout the world economy tottering, life totally disrupted. That describes briefly, schematically, the terrifying effect of the virus in natural secular terms, medically, economically, etc. But what does this represent religiously? How are ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim, to describe the current matzav in religious terms? And how are we to experience it religiously? On the Yom Nevoyim, we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo v'chvodecha. We petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uvechein tein pachtucha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, ve'eimoscha al kol ma'ashevarosa, ve'yira'ucha kol ha'masim. Malchus Shamayim instills fear and dread, and it does so universally and comprehensively. The fear encompasses all. We're living currently through a time of Malchus, a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is instilling fear and dread upon humanity. What's our avodah? There's a concept in Avodas Hashem of ha'alo'as ha'midos, elevating midos, halo'as hamidos. There are basic midos, seven basic midos with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world, and with which we in turn, lahavdil, are over Hashem, such as ahava, yira, etc. But we can experience these midos in a way that's inappropriate, even ra. So for instance, a person who covets money, he loves money, is experiencing the midah of ahava in a fashion that's ra. The avoda of halo'as hamidos, of elevating midos, is to redirect that experience of ahava, that midah of ahava to Torah, ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's more, when a person experiences one of the midos, even in its fallen form, even when it's a midah nefula, but it's a moment, it's a zman for that midah, which then means that there's a sha'as ha-kosher, the window of opportunity for halos hamidos to redirect the whole place in avodas Hashem. The world is, at any rate, should be experiencing the midah of yira. But the authentic focus of the midah of yira must be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to, Be'ezras Hashem, share with you a few precious, prescient lines from the Sefer HaKadosh Moreh Na'im, lines written for us this evening. The Moreh Na'im writes, V'hinei ba'eis sheyesh chas v'shalom eze pachod ba'olam. At a time when chas v'shalom there's a fear that grips the world, al zek siv, that's what the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is referring to, me'osos hashamayim al techasu, ba'asoschem etzon Hashem. You have no need to fear the, literally the signs or the omens of shamayim, when you do it, Tzon Hashem. Ki umas ha'olam einam yireyim ki yimei hatzoros. Aval ha'tzadik einam mefached mehara'o chas v'sholom, ki yim misorer u'mischazek mizeh el yiras Hashem. There's an edition of Moreh Na'im from Skver with notes. In that edition, apropos of these lines, from the Moreh Na'im, they quote the following from one of the, I guess, Talmidei HaRizal, from the Sefer Matzot Shmurim. Lachain tzorach b'nei nosha, therefore people need lihizaher, to be careful, Shebizman ha-magefa, at a time of magefa, Rachman al-Latzlan, shalol hisyare me hayira ra'a, not to be overcome with the inauthentic, wrong yira, el-tzach lasa, skipping a few words, el-tzach lasa b'toru b'mitzvus b'tfil espal Hashem v'hu yanem. To be very, very clear, it's a chov kadosh, it's a sacred obligation to take all and every precautionary and preventive measures. It's mamish osa v'hechalei to do anything less. And moreover, it's a chilul Hashem, rachmana litzlan, if we were to do anything less, that we, through our negligence, should help spread the virus and cause overloading of the hospitals and the healthcare system is a chilul Hashem. We should be profoundly concerned and careful in all matters relating to the virus, but there should be a ha'alas hamidos, the fear, the yira, should be a yiras Hashem, should be a mor shamayim. The yira needs to be elevated. We need to channel and upgrade the natural sense of fear of contracting the virus, Rahmanul Islam, of someone close to us contracting the virus, Rahmanul Islam, of anyone contracting the virus, Rahmanul Islam. We need to channel and upgrade and elevate that yira to Mor Shamayim. Another passage from the Moreh Na'im explains how that process unfolds. This passage is also cross-referenced in that same Skvera edition of the Moreh Na'im. Kanema b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov Nishmasu b'ginzei meromim, as is quoted in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Shehashem yizbarach chosed zma'od. Kodesh Baruch Hu kaveyochol very much desires sheyihiyu kol Yisrael yireyim milafonov, that we should all have yiras Hashem. Ach mi sheyesh lo seichel Yare Milafana begin the Ihu Rav Vishalit Ikara Visharasha the Holman. A person who's about a Sechel has that Yerushalayim on account of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, the foundation, the sovereign, the master of everything, of all worlds. However, Misha Aimlo Sechel Lira Milafana Vizbarach. V'Hashem Yisbarach Afal Pichein Chofet Sheyira Milafanav. But even for those of us who are not Baalei Seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we too should have Yira Shamayim. L'chein Ma'ayim Olav Hashem Yisbarach. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he instills fear in the person in something that even according to his minuscule seichel will cause him to recoil, will cause him to tremble. Kagon b'shtomo kol haram, a person hears the clap of thunder. V'kavonas Hashem yizvarach sheyelech mizeh el hayira el yona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent is that a person should then transition from there. He should use that as a springboard for real yira, yira el yona. B'choshvo, a person should think to himself, halo haram, that thunder which struck fear into my heart, hu echad migvuros of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is just one manifestation of the multitude of gevuras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eich lo yira me'ashtem yizbarach ba'atzmo. If I'm afraid of the thunder, how can I not be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'chein sh'or ha'yiras chitzoni ha'sheyesh lo'odom, all experiences of yira that a person has, kigon she'yore me'hasrara, person lives in a country ruled by a despot, by an autocrat. the mode of malchus that the person has. Oshalo yomusu bono v'achman litzlan. Kavanas Hashem yizbarach. In each instance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent, who sheyale mizeh el hayira el yona, that should be a springboard to allow a person to ascend from that yira chitzona to a yira elyona, sheyeda she'eno yore rak me Hashem yizbarach. That ultimately the only yira is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehayira elyona yiras Hashem atzma, that yira which a person experienced in a different form or fashion, shehayira elyona yiras Hashem atzma nislabcha v'nistzamtzma toch hadvarim ahem. Yiras Hashem was closed and compressed into those other experiences, kedei la'ayim alav, to instill fear in the person, l'fi kot sichla. The sentence, the coronavirus is a pachad, should be amended to read, the coronavirus which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to the world is a pachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas hadin is a pachad. On Rosh Hashanah, the day of Malchios, din is simply an aspect of Malchios. The yiras chet that a person experiences is overwhelming. So much so that according to the Arizal, we omit the first Avinu Malkeinu, Chatan al-Fanecha, because we dare not even mention Chait in this man of Malchios. Despite the fact that it's the first of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's no Vidui in Rosh Hashanah. Chait can't even be mentioned, much less contemplated, much less perpetrated at a time of Malchios. The minig is to avoid eating nuts. Ad kedei kach, that the minig is to avoid eating nuts because the gematria of egos is that of chet, spelled chaser. Chet is the ultimate contradiction, the ultimate violation, encroachment upon Rachmana Letzlan Malchios. A zman of Malchios is mechayiv in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Chet, Rachmana Litzlan, represents Prikasol. Accordingly, on Rosh Hashanah, we are, as it were, on red alert against chet of any sort. Ben Adam La'amokom, Ben Adam L'chaveru. Sam Zmanim of Malchios Akavua, they're embedded in the calendar. Rosh Hashanah is such a Zman. And Sam Zmanim Malchios spring upon us without warning, without advance notice. But the avoda is the same. The avoda is an avoda of halos hamidos, of midas hayira. And to recognize that, as terrifying as the current time is, it's also sh'as hakosher. Because when a person experiences the midah in a fashion that's nefula, when a person experiences the yira in an inauthentic way, misdirected, it means that the sha'asa kosher is a window of opportunity to experience yira in the authentic way, to redirect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and to allow that Yira in the presence of Malchios to translate into that profound sense of Yiras Chet. Rabbi Shalom should give us the koach, and we should utilize that koach, Be'ezus Hashem, to carry out this avoda, and it should takavi mekuyam, that this be the chodesh ashebo Yeshuas Makifos. Be well, Rabbi Say, be safe, kol tov.